Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Heavy storms have hit the country as the heat wave finally breaks. In the Jard, a man is missing after he was swept away by floodwater in his car. 750 people, including campers, got caught by surprise by the rising waters and had to take refuge in the multi-purpose rooms available. In the Ardèche, a summer camp of 84 children had to be evacuated from a campsite. The children climbed the surrounding trees while waiting for help to arrive. Also in the Ardèche, more than 10,000 homes were without electricity. In Auxerre, in the Yonne, part of the city's hospital was flooded, and in the Rhône, huge hailstones did the most damage. After the torrential rains, swimming is prohibited this morning on several beaches near Marseille because of pollution. Today, everything should be back to normal with a lull and pleasant temperatures. The damage from the storms may take several weeks to repair. In Yemen, the UN is calling for an independent investigation after at least 29 children were killed in an attack that hit a bus in a market in the north of the country. Saudi Arabia has commanded the coalition that conducts airstrikes on Yemen since 2015. And finally, staff are on strike at the air operator Ryanair, although France will be less affected than other European countries. The company has said that 85% of flights will operate today, but several planes are grounded in Ireland, in Sweden, Belgium, Germany and the Netherlands. The staff have coordinated a strike across several different European countries, calling for better working conditions and salary increases. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.